There's an interesting book out. It's a history of the interstate system. It's called Divided Highways, I think. And I can't remember the author's name. But, you know, in reading that book, he was talking about the initial motivation for the interstate highway system, you know, back in the early 50s. And, you know, President Eisenhower and his, you know, basically he was, I think, really enlightened when he was fighting Hitler in Germany, you know, and saw the road system.
He saw the Autobahn system in Germany, and he realized the importance from national security standpoint more than anything, I think, to be able to move military machinery and people rapidly from point A to point B nationwide. And he looked at the fact that the United States did not have anything that compared to that, and that's my understanding of how the interstate system was born. That he brought it back from Germany and said, "Let's build that in this country." Mm-hmm. But I think he did it primarily for national defense, but also realizing that commerce and other things would benefit from it.